does a lush and laced New Year's Eve look like? Well, I come home, my holes still dripping from an afternoon spent evaluating potential new swim team members. I find my cuck obediently kneeling in the corner, naked and eager to greet me. I give him a kiss and tell him I have something special for him this New Year's Eve. I remove the key from the necklace around my neck and unlock his tiny cock from its cage, careful not to give it too much affection. I tell him he'll be free for a few hours, but there is absolutely no touching allowed. And if he comes on the floor, he'll have to be prepared to clean it up. He knows he's not deserving, but very pleased with how patient I'm being with him. Then I turn my attention to my ex and his tiny titted girlfriend, standing near the fireplace, sipping on their drinks. If looks could kill, I'd never make it to the new year, not by the way she's glaring at me. Her slinky dress looks pathetic on her without the tits to fill it out. I brazenly pull off my tight sweater and let my big tits jiggle free, chuckling at the almost instant bulge in my ex's pants. I walk over to him and press my tits against his chest, kissing his cheek and blatantly rubbing his crotch. "I see you missed me," I tease him and then tongue kiss him deep, feeling his hands rise up to cup my bare tits and pinch my nipples. His erection pushes against my belly. His girlfriend says nothing. She just watches him grope me and mouth fuck me with his tongue. "Aw, I feel sorry for you, babe. Having to spend another year with her and her puny, pathetic tits. If you want to ring in the new year right, feel free to join in later. I'll be right here," I say to him, and then I leave the two of them behind and step into the center of the room. "You've just arrived home, bringing with you a dozen or more men of all shapes and sizes. You kiss me and ask me if I'm ready to fuck. And it's not long after that I'm spread out on the couch, a thick cock pounding my ass, another in my cunt, two in my hands, and you standing above me, pushing your cock down my throat, enjoying every minute of your woman being used like a whore by the men you've brought home for her. I look up at you and roll my eyes back as another orgasm rockets through me as a man pumps my cunt full of cum. Good girl, you moan and throat fuck me harder. You're losing a bit of your control with each load your slut takes in her holes. My cock has come once already. I can see little drips from his tiny cock on the floor. And as expected, my ex has left his tiny titted girlfriend and is now slapping his cock on my tits, rubbing his pre-cum on my nipples. I look over at her, sitting alone, watching. "See, sweetie? He'd rather share a fraction of my attention just for an opportunity to touch and cum on my big jugs than spend the night with someone as pathetic as you." None of the men give her a second look, not when they have my slutty mouth, gorgeous tits, perfect ass, and creamy wet cunt to fuck. You lean down and kiss my neck and tell me that you've brought another surprise. It's the guy I dated with the monster cock. He's been stroking his thick man meat, getting it ready for my ass, waiting for me to be well lubed with cum before he took his turn. Oh, I'm excited, babe, and I get down on all fours, with a man under me, of course. He's got a small cock, but he's confident as fuck with it. And I want it in my cunt while I take that monster dick up my ass. I straddle and ride that small dick and I love it, sloshing around in my wet cunt. He adores how I enjoy slipping and sliding all over his little dick, not once complaining about his size. It's really all about the man that's attached to the dick. That's what makes the difference. And I look over at my cock and wink while I ride this man's tiny dick. He knows that even this man is his superior. I feel my big dicked friend at my ass, holding my hips in place, telling me to hang on tight. I already know he's not gentle. You grab my hand and wrap it around your cock, comforting me with the fact that you're still there, my stag, keeping me safe while you share your slut. And I cry out as he pushes that thick head in my sloppy ass. The man I'm riding curses as he feels his cock being smothered by that giant dick that's making its way up my ass. He tries to help by pushing my hips up towards that big cock invading my tight hole. Take him. Take all of him, baby girl. Show him what my girl can do. You whisper against my lips as you kiss me and help me jack off your cock with your hand covering mine. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. He's even bigger than I remember. And he chuckles from behind me as he slams his fat fuck stick the rest of the way home. Motherfucker! I scream just as you shove your coming cock into my mouth. You knew you wouldn't last once his balls slapped against my pussy. You were barely hanging on, just waiting to see that tree trunk buried in my asshole. And the tiny cock I was riding erupted too. Fuck, there was power in that mini dick. I could feel pressure behind his load as his cum flooded inside me. So much it was leaking down that big dick in my ass and lubing it up for an easier pounding. Oh, and he did pound me, banging his cock meat up into me, bruising my hips with his grip and grunting how tight my hole was around his cock, slapping my ass as he owned it in that moment. Show me, you said once you'd finished coming, and I knew enough to hold your cum and open wide, showing you your load as some dripped onto my tits with the hard anal fucking I was receiving. And that showing off of your cum, well, it got me a load of cum in my ass, shot deep, hearing his grunts as he pumped it up there, and then feeling him pull out my hole, finally getting some relief, but it was only for mere seconds, only long enough for him to wick up the drips of his cum dribbling out with his big cock and then plunge them back into my ass again. Oh, he always loved doing that, shoving back in just as my ass was about to close, making me feel every fucking inch of his dick wrecking my hole. And my ex, he was enjoying my tits bouncing the whole time I was getting ass rammed by that horse cock. Now, feeling a little bolder, he shoved my shoulders up so I was kneeling again and began tit-fucking me, pushing my tits together hard around his cock, loving the cum on them, lubing his shaft on each thrust, and more men surrounded me, jacking off. You turn my head to take your cock again, not yet fully hard, but kneading your slut's mouth as always. having me work your cock while these men jacked off load after load of sperm onto your slut. By the time they were all done with me, it was almost midnight. You helped me up, and I handed my cuck's cock cage to one of the big black men who just spunked up my face. I rubbed my cuck's face gently with my cheek, smearing globs of cum on him. Now, this nice bull is gonna lock your pathetic dick back up, baby. And you're gonna clean up all the mess you made off the floor with your tongue. And then you're gonna clean all of these cocks, too. And if you should be naughty enough to get any of these men hard again while you clean them, then, well, I certainly expect that you'll bend over and let them take care of that. Got it? Aw, that's my good boy. When you're done, you can sleep right in that puddle of cum me and the guys left over there. Happy New Year, baby, I said, giving him a little kiss on the forehead. Then you tugged my hand and pulled me away. The two of us off to go upstairs. You need to show me who all my holes belong to, and I tremble with anticipation. This is my favorite part, when you take me away, to reclaim me, to remind me why I'm yours, to wildly fuck me, making me beg for your cum, the cum I'm addicted to, wanting me to whisper all the dirty things I let those men do to me, while you watch them pumping load after load into your slut. That's the way I want to ring in the new year. And I enter our bedroom and go to the window, looking down, spotting my ex loading his pathetic, crying girlfriend into the car out on the driveway, adjusting his cock as he looks up at my naked body in the window. You come up behind me and push me down to my knees. Your rock-hard cock slides down my throat as you close the curtains, giving him that last view of me being your whore to take him into the new year, and you push my head down on your cock. Oh, fuck. Happy New Year, babe, you say, and begin shooting a thick load of your cum down my throat, and we can hear the cheers and horns honking outside. It's 2019. And as I look up at you, with my lips wrapped around your cock, still gulping down your load, I can't think of a better way to ring in yet another year with you, babe. A mouthful of your cum to toast with, looking up at your handsome face and all my holes overflowing with men's spunk. Yes, it's the perfect, lush inlays, New Year's Eve.